Today's daf is Shabbos daf Kuf Yud Zayin. We are at the Mishnah, the first wide line of daf Kuf Tez Zayin Amid Beis. Today's daf is being learned as a Zechus Refuah Shalema. For Shlomo ben Sara Aliza, Avram ben Gittel, Shoshana bas Esther Bela, Avram Kadesh ben Malka Bela, Avram Yekasil ben Gittel, Chana Gittel bas Brindel, Rafal Chaim Shai Yashuv ben Babachai Rivka, Tzvi ben Hinda, Yehuda Leib Chizkiyo ben Basya, Chaim ben Yamin Mordechai ben Ida, Chizkiyo Shlomo Zizke ben Nechama, Yosef Tzvi ben Chana Henela, Yitzchak ben Yamin ben Sara Fremit, Yerachmiel Tzvi Moshe ben Chana, Rav Chaim Doiv ben Kreindel, Yael bas Bela, Shoshana Tova bas Esther, Michal Shoshana bas Tova Adasa, and Chava Serol bas Chana Freda. Today's daf is also being learned by Ilui Nishmas, Yichil Yosef ben Tzvi Betzal, Shloim Mezeb ben Avram Yitzchak, Mordechai Ziskin ben Meir Ochanan, and Baruch Tzvi ben Ephraim Zalman Halevi. So we're continuing along in Perek Kol Kisvei, which deals with the halachos of a person that has a fire burning in his house. Rachmona Litzlan. Obviously, he's not allowed to extinguish the fire. If it's pekuach nefesh, he could do whatever he has to do. But assuming it's not pekuach nefesh, he's not allowed to extinguish the fire. Not just that, the Chachamim said that he's not even allowed to save everything that he wants to save. He's limited in terms of what he's allowed to save. And the reason is because the Chachamim were afraid that if he would get too close to the fire, mitoich shebohol al momoinoi, because he's going to be confused and there's a fire and it's very hard for a person to watch his possessions go up in flames, he may be tempted to extinguish the fire. And it's for that reason the Chachamim said you can't even save items that you would like to save. And despite the fact that saving an item from a fire doesn't seem at first glance to constitute much malacha, assuming the item's not muksa and assuming there's no hitzah problem, so what would be the issue? The Chachamim were concerned. This was Gzeiras Chazal. They were afraid that the person, if he gets too close to the fire, he may extinguish it. So rather than get involved, the Chachamim said, run for your life. Stating that, there are certain things that one is allowed to save, there are certain things that one is obligated to save. And the first thing that the Mishnah said a person is obligated to save if there's a fire, even on Shabbos, is Kol Kisvei HaKodesh, hence the name of the Perek. Kol Kisvei, any Kisvei Kodesh, whether it's a Sefer Torah, whether it's Nevi'im, whether it's Ksuvim, could be even if it's written B'Shal L'Shoinois, even if it's not written to spec the way a Sefer Torah is supposed to be written, B'Diyoy, etc., etc., still if it's Kisvei Kodesh, there's an idea of B'Zoyin Kodesh. The halacha is that this person would be obligated to go save those things from the fire, even on Shabbos. So on that note, the Mishnah continues, Matzilin tik ha-sefer im ha-sefer, in the event that the Sefer Torah or any one of this Kisvei HaKodesh was in a tik, it was in some sort of bag. So the halacha is, you're allowed to save the tik together with the sefer. You don't have to take the sefer out of the tik. You can take the tik together with the sefer. Additionally, the tik at tefillin, I'm at tefillin. If the tefillin's in a tala zekel, so you can take the zekel as well. Says the Mishnah. Here's the punchline. The afal pishayish b'soicha mois. Even if there's money inside the tik, so it's going to come out that when you're removing this zekel that has tefillin in it, you're also removing a zekel that has money in it. So you can argue that because there's money, maybe you're not allowed to move it on Shabbos. Number one, money is muktzah. But number two, now you're saving something on Shabbos that you're really not allowed to save. The tefillin you're allowed to save, the money you're not allowed to save. So maybe if the tefillin and the money are inside this tik, you should take the tefillin out so that you'll save the money, but leave the tik. So you'll save the tefillin, but leave the tik there, being that there's money inside of it. Says the Mishnah, you're allowed to save the tik together with the sefer. You're allowed to save the tik together with the tefillin. Even if there's money in there, it doesn't matter. So where are you allowed to save it to? Meaning, so you're allowed to take it out of the fire. Are you allowed to carry it? Meaning, could you take it into a Rishus Arabim? For sure not. Could you take it into a Carmelis? Also not. So until where can you take it? Machloikis Tanam. The Mavi Sheinim Mefulish. Tanakam, the Chachamim say, you're allowed to take it to a Mavi that's not Mefulish. Ben Meseira says, Afla Mefulish. You could even take it into a Mavi Mefulish. What's a Mavi Sheinim Mefulish? What's a Mavi Mefulish? This is, of course, the Meseches Erev in fame, but the Gemara is actually going to discuss it in somewhat detail on Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Amid Aleph. So the Gemara now is going to begin by introducing a completely unrelated Machloikis. Completely unrelated, as it often does. And the Gemara is going to turn around around full circle and relate it to the Mishnah that we just learned. Tanu Rabbanan. Arba Asar Shechol Yois B'Shabbos. If the 40th day of Nisan falls out on Shabbos. In other words, Erev Pesach falls out on a Shabbos. So the halach is that the Yidden would bring the Karban Pesach. The truth is that there was a time in Jewish history where the Chachamim weren't sure whether this was in fact the case. The Gemara Masechtas Psachim tells a fascinating story that when Hillel arrived from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael for the first time. So recently we learned about Michi Asar Rav LeBavel. When Rav went from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, the Gemara Masechtas Psachim Daf Samechei talks about when Hillel went from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. And he arrived, and that year Pesach fell out on a Sunday, which means that Erev Pesach fell out on a Shabbos, and there was a big tumult. Is the Karban Pesach Toich HaShabbos, or is it Night Toich HaShabbos? At the very end, Hillel clarified to everybody, and he told them, gave them Musr for not knowing, that the halacha is that the Karban Pesach is Toich HaShabbos. So this Brice is discussing where the Karban Pesach is being brought on a Shabbos. It says the Brice, Mavshitanes HaPesach HaDachazah, Divir Rebbe, Shmuel B'nei Shmuel B'Yechem HaBreik, Shmuel B'nei Shmuel B'Yechem HaBreik, they said that when you bring the Karban Pesach on a Shabbos, so even though you're allowed to do the Shechita, the Kabbalah, the Halacha, the Zrika, you could do the hakta. I mean, you could do whatever you need to do, but at the same time, you try to minimize the amount of malacha that you're going to do. So, for example, skinning an animal was necessary in kachim because in order to remove the basar that was going to be eaten by the kehanim, in order to remove the basar that was going to be eaten by the bialim, in order to remove the fats that were going to be burned on the mizbeach, you had to first skin the animal. So, skinning was an integral part of every carbon. Skinning is also one of the lamates malachis. You're not allowed to skin an animal. So Rabbi Shmuel ben Yishmael ben Reichman Breika said that even though the Karban Pesach is Leicha Shabbos, but we do as little as we have to do. And being that in order to remove the fats of the animal, all you would have to do is be mafshet the Pesach, skin it up until the chazah. So don't go past that, because anything beyond that is skinning, which is one of the malachas, and it's something that's not necessary to do. To the extent it's not necessary to do it, it's not doicha Shabbos. You shouldn't do it. The chum market. They say mafshet in a school. No, once you're allowed to skin the animal, you skin the entire animal. I understand his position that you only skin it up until the chazah. Does you do what you need to do. So whatever's necessary to be done, whatever's needed in order for you to be able to remove the fats, for that all you would have to do is skin the animal up until the chazah, that you do. Anything beyond that is not soirich gevaya anymore. And being that it's not soirich gevaya, it's not necessary to do. Now the truth is that at some point the kehanim are going to have to skin the rest of the animal. Not to remove the fats, for that you don't have to skin more than up until the chazah, but to remove the basar that's going to be eaten. All the basar of the Karban Pesach had to be eaten. In fact, there's a shita of the Shai Yisariye that says that even though whenever there's a mitzvah to eat, how much of this item would you have to eat? A kezayis. How much matzah do you have to eat below Pesach? A kezayis. But when it comes to the Karban Pesach, the Torah says you have to eat the whole Karban Pesach. And the Shai Yisariye said you only mekayim the mitzvah if you eat the entire Karban. So the point is, says the Gemara, that even though really at some point you're going to have to skin the entire animal to remove the basar, but you're not eating the meat on Erev Pesach, you're eating the meat on Pesach. Erev Pesach is Shabbos. Matzoy Shabbos is Pesach. That's when you're going to eat it. At that point, you'll go ahead, you'll skin the rest of the animal. But the chelek that's needed, the gavaya, for you to be able to do the haktara, that you skin on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, so I understand Rabbi Shmuel ben Yishmael ben Yechem ben Breika, they only skin it up until the chazah. Because that's how much you need for the haktara, that's how much you have to skin on Shabbos. The fact that you'll have to skin more that you could do Mitzvah Shabbos, because that's for the achilo, which isn't going to be done until that night. El Rabbanon, my time, but according to Rabbanon, who allow you to skin the entire animal, why do they allow you to skin the entire animal? You don't need it, so why should you do it? Amar Rabba bar Bachanam, Rabbi Yochanan, the Amakra. They learned it from the following. Now, this is anything but a mefurish mekar, but at the same time, there's some asmachta. There was something that the Chachamim saw in the following pasuk, and that is Mishlei Perik Tezayin, Kol Pa'al Hashem Lamaneu, V'gam Rosh L'Yom Ra. The ratio of the pasuk, Kol Pa'al Hashem, everything that Hashem does, Lamaneu, he does to bring kavod to his name. He does for his own sake. And we learn from there that there's an idea to give Kvod Shamayim as best as you possibly can. And if that's the case, the Chachamim were of the opinion that it's better to skin the entire animal, because if you skin the entire animal, the carbon will be brought more in a kavadig way. Says the Gemara, what's this kavod that the carbon is going to get in the event that you skin the entire animal? Because if you're going to leave some of the basar inside the skin of the animal, you're not going to flay it. You're not going to skin it completely. It's going to start smelling. I mean that it's going to start smelling. It's not kavod for the carbon. Rava said, that the reason is because the Chacham didn't want that the kachay shemayim look like an avela. Meaning an avela, you leave with part of the meat in, part of the meat out. So that looks very much an avela, Dick, being that this is a carbon, so you don't want to skin part of it and leave the rest just lying around until at night where you're going to skin the rest of it. Just skin the whole thing, remove everything, even though it's Shabbos. But the reason we're doing this is that it shouldn't look like an avela. Says Rabbi Benai, is there enough to meet between the two pshatim? Again, Rabbi Yosef said the reason the chum hold you should skin the entire animals, what's this kvod shamayim? What's the kopoil Hashem lemaneu shalei yasriach? It shouldn't smell. Rava said the reason is because otherwise the kachim is going to look like a nevela. So the Gemara says the difference is, number one, the manach absurd did the haba. What would be if you didn't just let it lie around? You put it on a golden table. So it doesn't look like a nevela, but at the same time, it's going to smell. Well, what if it was a day where there's a northern wind that's blowing? So the northern wind, Rashi says, is the perfect wind. It's perfect weather. Oh, if it's perfect weather, then it's not going to smell. So if the reason is shalei yasriach, you have nothing to worry about. If the reason is it's going to look like an avela, the wind, the weather could be perfect. At the end of the day, you have it lying around, it doesn't look nice. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Shmuel ben Eishel b'yechem ben Breike, hayu pa'il Hashem l'maneu, ma'a ovid lei. Even though this pasuk of kol pa'il Hashem l'maneu is not a proper makar, but still the Gemara asks on Rabbi Shmuel ben Eishel b'yechem ben Breike, what would he do with this pasuk? At the end of the day, does he learn anything from that pasuk as it relates to the way that the Korban Pesach was brought? When it was brought on a Shabbos, so the Gemara says, yeah, it was. He learned shlo yoytzi esay emurim koydem afshata sa'ar. Meaning, there would have been a havamino that maybe you can remove the emurim without skinning the animal at all. Maybe you make a little incision and almost laparoscopically you can remove the fats out. So maybe do that. Who gives you a right to even go ahead and flay it at all? So Rabbi Shmuel ben Eishel b'yechem ben Breike said, I agree, that's not proper. Kol poil Hashem l'meinu teaches me that at the very least he should skin it up until where? Up until the chaz. Chavim say kol poil Hashem l'meinu the entire animal. Rabbi Shmuel ben Eishel b'yechem ben Breike says you should skin it up until chaz. My time amar Rav Huna b'rei Rav Nosa v'shum nimim. Because if not, if you're going to take it out without making a proper incision, without flaying it, some of the hairs of the animal are going to come out and it's going to be intertwined with the fats, and that's also not covered. So it's for that reason, that's not the proper way to do this. So the bottom line is so far we introduced the machloikis that at first glance has nothing to do with our sugya. We're learning Perikol Kisvei. We're learning about a fire that's burning on Shabbos, that it's not so, you can't extinguish the fire, you can't even save anything you want to save. Stating that, if you want to save Kisvei HaKodesh, even if it's in a tick, even if there's money in the tick, you're allowed to go ahead and save it. And the Gemara introduced Mimerchak Tavi Lachma, Machloikis between Rabbi Shmuel ben Eishel b'yechem and breaking the Chachamim, if the Korban Pesach is being brought on a Shabbos, are you allowed to skin the entire animal to remove all the basar out of the animal? Or do you only skin it up until the chazah so that you'll be able to remove the emurim that need to be removed for you to be able to go and do the haktara? Says the Gemara. This is where it all comes together. Amar Rav Chizda, Amar Marukva. May ahadrule chavray le Rabbi Shmuel benoy shal Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika. The chachamim had a proof against the shita of Rabbi Shmuel benoy shal Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika. They had a proof that when you skin the animal, when Pesach falls out on a Shabbos, you don't only skin it up until the point that you need to skin it to remove the fats, but you skin the entire animal. Says the Gemara, you know what that proof was? Achi karmile imatzilin tikasefer imasefer loy nafshet as a Pesach miyoyrei. If the halacha is that you're allowed to save the tick of the sefer together with the sefer, then so too you should be able to skin the Korban Pesach together with its art. What's the point? The point is that you see from our Mishnah, it's a little bit of a tzushtel, but you see from our Mishnah that being that you're allowed to save Kisvei HaKodesh, you're allowed to save a tick together with the Kisvei HaKodesh. You could save money that's together with the tick, that's together with the Kisvei HaKodesh. Even though the heter to save is for the Kisvei HaKodesh. But if the Kisvei HaKodesh is together with the money inside the same tick, so the halach is, you're allowed to go ahead and you're allowed to save the whole thing. So his question was, if that's the case, then once you're going ahead and you're skinning an animal on Shabbos, so what would be the argument? You should only be able to skin it up until the chazah, because that's how much you need, letzorech gevaya. That's how much you need to take out the emurim, which you're going to be makriv to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So in the analogy, Again, it's a little bit of a stretch, but the analogy is, the Kisvei HaKodesh we're comparing to the Emurim, and the money that's inside the tick next to the Kisvei HaKodesh, we're comparing to the Basar. What's the comparison? The Kisvei HaKodesh is Kodesh, it's Legevaya. The money's not. The Emurim are also Kodesh, because it's Legevaya. The Basar, even though it's Kachim, even though it's a Heftza Shal Mitzvah, it's not worse than Dalud Minim or a Shaifer. It's something that you Mekayim a Mitzvah Vachilas Basar with. But at the same time, it doesn't go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Kayanim eat it, the Bailam eat it. I mean that you eat it, so it's considered Hedyet. So the point is that if you could save the money together with the Kisvei HaKodesh, Agav, so too you should be able to skin the animal for the Basar, together with the skinning of the animal that you're doing for the Emurim. That was their raya. And that's why we're bringing this machlokes over here, because the Chachamim tainted that I have a raya to my shita, that you could skin the whole animal. You could even do hefshet, even though it's one of the lamatas melachos, for the basar that you want to remove, even though, really, why are you doing hefshet for basar? I understand legavaya, because once you're doing a legavaya, so but derech agav, you can skin a little bit more, letzarech habasar. Either way, this was the raya that they brought from our Mishnah. Says the Gemara, but me, dummy, I don't understand the tushta. Hasam over the tiltal. Hacham alacha. In our Mishnah, what are we talking about? Carrying money. Carrying money. There was no malacha de raisa being done in our Mishnah. Right? What was being done in our Mishnah? We said there's, at most, there's muktza. And in the case of taking money out, there is muktza. But that's really the most that's happening. He's not carrying into a Rishus HaRabim. He's carrying at best to a Mavi Mefulish, Mavi She'ena Mefulish, but he's not doing a real Malachas. He's not doing a real Malachas. Maybe over there we can say such a Svara. But as it relates to the Karban Pesach, over here, skinning is one of the Lamates Malachas. So who said the Svara is a Svara when it comes to Malachas? Yeah, maybe it's a Svara in the world of Tiltal, in the world of Muktzah. But as it relates to Malachas, who said not? Ravashi. So Ravashi said, you have to say, from the fact that that's what the Chachamim told Rabbi Shmuel ben Oishel, Rabbi Yechonim ben Breika, meaning the Chachamim had a Messiah that this was the Chachamim's time with Rabbi Shmuel ben Oishel, Rabbi Yechonim ben Breika. And at first glance, the Gemara argued, Midami, how could you compare a malacha to muktzah? How could you compare skinning on Shabbos to carrying money on Shabbos? They're very, very different. So Rav Ashi said, you have to say B'tarti Pliki. They must have been arguing about two things. Meaning, we just mentioned one machloikis between Rabbi Shmuel ben Oishel, Rabbi Yechonim ben Breika and the Chachamim. The machloikis is, can you skin it past the chazah? Or can you not skin it past the chazah? But there must have been a second machloikis. Meaning, Pliki B'tiltol or Pliki B'malacha. They must have argued, number one, could you do the malacha, what we mentioned till now. But according to Rabbi Shmuel ben Oishel, Ben Breika, must be you're not allowed to carry it either. Meaning, you're not even allowed to move the animal. And the truth is, it makes sense. Because once you skin the animal up until the chazah, if you can't skin it any further, so what are you going to do with the animal? What could you do with it? It's already shachut. You can't eat it until you roast it. You can't skin it any further. So really, it's muktzah. So according to Rabbi Shmuel ben Oishel, Rabbi Yechonim ben Breika, not only can't you skin it past the chaza, but at this point, you can't be metaltal it anymore. And v'hachi kamalei, this is what Chum said, in Matzilin, tika sefer, ma sefer, lein etaltal or agabasar, they weren't arguing that you should be able to skin it past the chaza. They were just arguing you should be able to carry it. Because at the end of the day, just like you see that you can carry the money together with the sefer, so too over here, you should be able to carry you should be able to move the R. And the reason you should be able to move the R is difficult to understand, which is going to be the Gemara's next question, right? So the way Rav Ashi explained this Gemara, so what's the tzushtal now? What's the analogy? The analogy is you have the Kisvei HaKodesh and the money, you have the Basar and the R. Right, that's now the analogy. So in the Mishnah, say the Chachamim, you're allowed to carry the money, agav, the Kisvei HaKodesh. So here too, the R that Rabbi Shmuel ben Oishel, Rabbi Yechonim ben Breika just said is muktzah, the way Rav Ashi clarified it, there's another halach he was saying, that it's muktzah. Why is it muktzah? You should be able to carry it, agav the basar. But the Gemara says, Midami, how can you compare? Hasam over there, nasa basas, the davar hamutter. Hach, nasa basas, the davar aser. The reason you're allowed to carry the tick, even though it has money in it, because the tick is a basis. It's a container, it's a talizekel. What's inside of it? The tefillin. Even though there's money inside of it, but it's a basas l'davar hamutter. But over here, you want to carry the R, agav the basar? The basar is also muktzah. What are you doing with the basar? So the basar is also muktzah. So as a result, the R is a basas l'davar aser. Where it says, no, elohachi kamarle. Ima tzilin tikshal sefer, ima sefer, v'afa pishyesh b'toichay mois, lein etaltol R, agav basar. The Gemara is saying that, no, still, why are you saying that the tick is a basis of davar mutter, it should be a basel davar aser as well, because there's money there. But the Gemara gives the obvious response: midami hasam nasa basel davar aser ule davar amuter. It's true the tick is a basel davar aser because there's money inside the tick, but it's also a basel davar aser. Hachakule nasas basel davar aser. Over here, it's completely a basel davar aser. So the bottom line is that wouldn't be a tush though. Rav Ashi wants to say that the machlokes Rabbi Shmuel ben Oishu Rebbechem and Breika and the Chachamim were betarti pligi. They were arguing with regards to being metaltal, and they were arguing with regards to flaying. And when the Chachamim brought a raya from our Mishnah, they weren't bringing a raya to the Chachamim's halacha regarding flaying, because that's a malacha. You don't see anything about a heter of a malacha with an agav scenario in our Mishnah. What you see is regarding tilta. Oh, maybe the Chachamim are bringing a raya to tilta, but there is no raya, because in our Mishnah, there's no reason you shouldn't be able to be metaltal it. In that case, it's for sure mukta 101. The raya was this: if you're allowed to bring a tick, now, the Mishnah didn't say this, but the Gemara is assuming now, what would be the halacha? Let's say there's a Sefer Torah, there's a Kisvei HaKodesh inside a house that's burning. You want to go ahead and save the Sefer, but you need a tick to put the Sefer in. You need to carry it in something. So, could you take a tick and bring it into the house? The answer is yeah. What if the tick has money in it? Can I take the tick with money, bring it into the house to go ahead and save it? So the Gemara is assuming yeah, and that's what the Chachamim were timing. They were saying that from the fact that you could take a tick that only has money inside of it. In this case, the tick is a basis, only the davar aser, because the Sefer Torah is not inside of it right now. So you see that we're matter mukta because of the davar amutter that you want to use the davar shal mukta for. So lo yinataltol or aga basar, so salt over here, or aga basar, because of the kedusha component, maybe we should be matter you to be able to be metaltol the or, but the Gemara says, if you go from Yinolan, how do you know that's the halacha? Meaning you can't, the chamim are tied against Rav Shmuel ben Oishu, Rechem ben Breika, based on a halacha that's not a verse anywhere. Meaning, who said that halacha is even true? Ilem, midaheicha, the ispe, loy shadi le, so yinami maisino. And if you're going to tell me they know what misvara, because just like you see in the Mishnah, that you're allowed to save the tick if there was money inside. So too, you're allowed to bring a tick with money in it. But midami, what's the tushdal? Maybe you're allowed to pick up the tick that has money inside and take the Sefer Torah with it, because the Chachamim were afraid that if you would be told that you have to remove the money from it, maybe you wouldn't remove it and the Sefer Torah would end up being burnt. It would take too long. So that the Chachamim didn't want you to do. But Mehecha Tesi, what gives you a right to take a tick that has money in it and bring it inside the house to save the Sefer Torah? What do you mean? I need to take the Sefer Torah? Okay, take the money out. And you'll tell me, yeah, but it's going to take time to take the money out. What if the Sefer Torah burns? It's going to take time for you to get into the house. So as you walk into the house, just take the money out. So what should be the Elam and Marbar of Ashi? So Marbar of Ashi said, you have to say as follows. Really, the raya that the Chacham, there's really one machlokes. Machlokes between the Chacham and Reshma and Reshma is very simple. Are you allowed to flay this carbon pesach that's being brought on Shabbos, on Patol the Chaza, or like the Chacham said, you're allowed to flay it all the way until the end? And the Chacham brought a raya from the Mishnah. From the Mishnah that you see, you could be matzel, the Kisvei HaKodesh, together with the money. The money comes there, Chagab. So too, you can flay for the Tzorech Hed, so to speak. What was the kasha? This is a malacha. This is not a malacha. How are you bringing a raya from the fact that you could be metaltal money to the fact that you should be able to do malacha? So the Gemara says, our Mishnah is talking about where the person did not need the art. Not our Mishnah. The Braisa of Rabbi Shmuel ben Oishu Yechem Rechem Chacham is talking about where this person was flaying the skin of the animal, the carbon pesach, not because he needed the art. He's doing it because he's bringing a carbon. Right, that's obviously why he was doing it. And being that he doesn't need it, so therefore what? So it's mavur from the Gemara, it's a davar shein meschaven. And being that it's a davar shein meschaven, going according to Rav Shimon, a davar shein meschaven, according to Rav Shimon, it's not a real malacha. This is also not a real malacha. So being this anyway is not a real malacha, that was the Chachamim Sushtal. The whole question is like a Darabanan question. So being the whole question is a Darabanan question, that's what but the Gemara says, even if it's a davar shein meschaven, if it's a davar shein meschaven, it's a psikresha. Because if you're skinning an animal, the animal's going to be skinned. So then it is a malacha. So the Gemara says, no, the shakalei bebarzi. He's talking about where he skinned it in an unusual way. It took a very thin strips. And being that it was done with a shinui kalachiyad, so again, it's not a real malacha. All it is an issa derabanan. And being that all it is an issa derabanan, so it's not a real malacha. Being that the Chachamim and Rabbi Shmuel ben Oishu, Rabbi Yechim and Breika weren't discussing a real malacha, that's why the Chachamim thought you could bring a rai from our Mishnah. The obvious question that everybody asks is that what was the havamin that this should be a davashayna meschavin? If you know for sure you're flaying the animal, that's not a davar shein meschavin. Davar shein meschavin, but it's a psikresha. If anything, if you don't need the R, that should be a malacha shein etzricha legufa. So it sounds like the Gemara is stalling to the wrong Rav Shimon. It's not Rav Shimon of David shein meschaven. It's Rav Shimon of malacha shein etzricha legufa. The Rishonim talk about it. It's a very big kasha. But just, you know, this Gemara is interesting in terms of the signon of the Gemara. So I think it's just worth recapping, not to shock the Vatayah because it was hard, but just the signon, what the Gemara just did. We had a Mishnah that was talking about saving a tick that has a sefer, Torah, or any one of the Kisvei Kodesh on Shabbos, if there's money inside of it as well. And the Chachamim, the Gemara, brought a Braisa that mentioned the Machloikis between the Chachamim and Rabbi Shmuel ben Oisho, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broiko, that was related to something completely different. It's Kachim. They're discussing a Karban Pesach that's being brought on a Shabbos. How much of it are you allowed to skin? And it seems there was a Mesoira. There was a Mesoira. The Amiram had a Mesoira that the Chachamim asked the Kasha on Rabbi Shmuel ben Oisho Yochanan ben Broiko, or in other words, they brought a raya to their shita from this Mishnah in Perek Kol Kisvei. The question was, what was the raya? The Amiram sat down, they couldn't figure out what the raya was. What is the raya? So Rav Ashi said, must be betarti pligi, but the Amiram said, it still doesn't make sense. So they pushed it, they were muching and they were struggling. So the avoida, the shakla v'tari of this Gemara, was trying to make sense of this Mesoira that the Amiram had. The Amiram knew that in the machloikis between the Chachamim and Rabbi Shmuel ben Oisho, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broiko, the Chachamim said, I have a raya to my shita. What's the raya for my shita? From a Mishnah Perek Kol Kisvei. And everyone said, Rabbi Mishloim, what's the raya for that? Hey, these two sugis are completely unrelated. Must be there's some common denominator. It's not so easy to understand what the common denominator. Rashi says, Apshad, we spoke it out, but it's a shverer common denominator. And even once you know the common denominator, there's still so many holes in what this sushal is. So again, the Chachamim didn't know what the was, it's clear. But there was some sort of Messiah, and the Shakla Vatari, the first part of today's daf, was trying to figure out exactly what the raya was that the Chachamim brought from this Mishnah in Perek Kol Kisvei. Either way, we now turn our attention to part two of that. Today's daf is really made up of three parts. Parts one and two are hard. Part three, not so hard. But we're up to part two. And that is the Erevin part. So this is where Kol Kisvei meets Erevin. So the Mishnah said that you're allowed to save Kisvei HaKodesh. You're allowed to save even the tick. You're even allowed to save the tick if there's money inside. Lechem Atzilon, where are you allowed to take it to? So the Mishnah said, Machloikis. The Chachamim said, L'mavui she'enoi mefulish. Ben Beseira oimed, Ben Beseira said, Afla mefulish. So really, Mavui mefulish, Mavui she'enoi mefulish is Erevin 101. And in order to properly understand these next 10, 15 lines of Gemara, we'd have to know Mesachtes Erevin. But just as a very, very brief introduction, so once upon a time, the layout of the way Jews lived was in cul-de-sacs. So people lived in houses that opened up into a chatzar, but very often, many houses would open up into a common chatzar. So think of a development. So you have 20 houses that all open up into one chatzar. Now, the way the setup was is that there were several developments that were adjacent to each other. So you had development A, development B, development C. Each development was made up of several houses that opened up into a common chatzah. All those developments then opened up into a common area as well that was a mavli. Mavli was a street that ultimately led into a Rishos HaRabim. Now the truth is all these houses and all these chatzeros and even the mavli, Midday Raisa, had a din of a Rishos HaYachid. I mean, they had a din of a Rishos HaYachid. If you want to carry there a Shabbos, no worries. Stating that, being that this was a public area, the Chatzar was a public area, 20 houses might be sharing a Chatzar. And the Mavui, if you have 10 Chatzeris that open up into a common Mavui, where each Chatzar, which each Chatzar is made up of 10 houses, you could have 200 houses that are all opening into a common area. There's a lot of traffic, there's bikes, there's cars, there's a lot going on. So even though it's technically not a Rishos HaRabim, but it looks like a Rishos HaRabim, it smells like a Rishos HaRabim. So Chachamim were worried about it. And the Chachamim said that you can't carry there on Shabbos. What do you have to do? You have to do two things. One thing you have to do is, you have to make a hacker. You have to do something to show a physical hacker to this Mavi to show that this is not a Rishos HaRabim. A Lechi, a Koira, a white string. The idea is to make some sort of hacker to show that this is not an ordinary Rishos HaYachid. Additionally, there had to be some sort of shituf, meaning everyone in the chatzor or everyone in the mavi would have to chip in. They would have to buy a box of matzahs. You put it in the shul on top of one of the svarim shafas and you leave it there. And the point is everybody contributes. How the lumdus of how that works doesn't really matter for now. But the bottom line is that's the halacha of, that's the basic halacha of eruvei chatzeros, the basic halacha of shitufei mavois. Again, it's made up of two components. Number one, you have to fix the actual mavi, make the mavi look like it's closed off, some sort of hacker. Additionally, everybody has to contribute to the Suda, the Mazin Shtei Sudas. And this is the way it works. In the world of Erevin, there's a nafgamina between a Mavoi that is enclosed on three sides and a Mavoi that's only closed on two sides. Meaning a Mavoi that's a dead end, a Ches, that opens up on one side into the Rishus HaRabim, versus a Mavoi that you can enter the Rishus HaRabim from two sides. When it's closed off on three sides and you can only enter the Rishus HaRabim from one of its sides, it's called the Mavoi She'ena Mefulash in the Erevin vernacular. If it opens up on two sides, it's what's known as a Mavoi Mefulash. So usually when you're talking in terms of Mavoi Mefulash and Mavoi She'ena Mefulash, that's what it means. Stating that, the Gemara begins with the following question. Heichi dami mefulish, heichi dami she'ena mefulish. We have a machlokes in the Mishnah. According to the Tana Kama, you're allowed to carry into a mavi she'ena mefulish. According to Ben Beseira, you can even carry it to a mavi mefulish. Says, what's a mavi mefulish? What's a mavi she'ena mefulish? Now the truth is, the shoyel in our Gemara knows Masechta Seirvin. Knows everything. So obviously he knows what a mavi mefulish is and a mavi she'ena mefulish. So what was the question? The question was predicated on a hanocha, on an assumption that there's no way that anybody would allow you to carry even Kisvei HaKodesh to a Mavoi that's completely mefulish. Nobody would allow it. So Ben Beseira said, Afla mefulish, he must have a different definition of Mavoi mefulish. If that's the case, Chum probably also have a different definition of what Eina mefulish is. So the question is not, Heichi Domi Mavoi mefulish, Heichi Domi Eina mefulish, in Erevin, in Kolo Tairakula, in Ganshas. We know what it is in Ganshas. The question is in this Mishnah, what's the Tana's definition of a Mavoi mefulish, and what's the Tana's definition of an Eina mefulish? And the Gemara is going to give three pshatim. I'm Rav Chiz. The Rav Chiz is said like this. Shalish mechitzois ushnei lechoyayin. If the Mavoi had three mechitzos, meaning it's closed off on three sides, ches, and there were two lechis on the fourth side that's open, zeh Mavoi she'ena mefulash. That's an example of a Mavoi, that's a pretty tight Mavoi. That's ena mefulash, closed off on three sides, and you don't just have one lechi, you have two lechis. A lechi is a stand. So you have two lechis. Give a mechitz v'lechi echad. What if it has three mechitzos, only one lechi? Zeh Mavoi she'ena mefulash. That's called a Mavoi she'ena mefulash. Even though usually that would be a Mavoi she'ena mefulish, because it has three mechitzos, it even has a lechi. But in our sugya, that's a mavi mefulish, and the Gemara says the travayu a little bit Rabbi Eliezer. And both Ben Beseira and the Tanakam are going to Rabbi Eliezer. Tanan, we learned in a Mishnah, Erevin daf yod alef, hechshe mavoi. If you want to be machshir a mavoi, you need to make this hacker. What are you supposed to do? B'shami says lechi v'kar. You need to put a lechi and a kar. B'sol leimer, we pass like b'sol, oy lechi, oy kar. Either you put a lechi, that's like a pole, or a kar, that's a crosby. Rabbi Eliezer, is shnei lechayayim. You need to have two lechi. So we're going according to Rabbi Eliezer that says the proper way to close off a mavoi is to have two lechis. The machloikis is, in our sugya, would you need, in order to carry the Kisvei HaKodesh, both lechis, or would you not need both lechis? The chachamim say that you're allowed to carry only into a mavoi she'ena mefulish. So if you're only allowed to carry into a mavoi she'ena mefulish, what is a mavoi she'ena mefulish? According to Rabbi Eliezer, because he's going according to Rabbi Eliezer, the way Rav Chizkiya explains the Gemara, it means that there were three mechitzos, and there were two lechis. Meaning, there's no kula. You can only carry into a place that you're always allowed to carry. Ben Beseira is afla mefulish. Ben Beseira says it could even be a mefulish, not a regular mefulish. We just said there's no way Ben Beseira is going to hold a regular mefulish. So what does then mefulish mean? It means, even though there's only one lechi. What do you mean? Three mechitzas, one lechi? Yeah, we're going according to Rabbi Eliezer. They usually need two lechis. According to Beisul, that's fine. But we're not going according to Beisul. We're going according to Rabbi Eliezer. Where Rabbi Eliezer holds usually need two lechis. Here the chiddush is that all you're going to need is one lechi. I'm only Rabbi. So Rabbi asks two kashas. Number one, give him mechitzas for lechi. Yeah, I'm a foolish. How can you call this a foolish? It's not a foolish. But Beseira said, Mavi, I'm a foolish. You're fetching too much. Three mechitzas and a lechi is a Mavi, I'm a foolish. Can't be. For oid, and not just that, the rabbana natzal teicha eichlon umashkin. We're going to see later in the parak that one of the things a person's allowed to save on Shabbos is allowed to save food. But when it comes to saving food, the standard of where you're allowed to carry it to is different. Meaning, you're not allowed to carry it into a mavi she'ena mefulish. What's the kasha? If a mavi she'ena mefulish has three mechitzos, it has two lechis, presumably it has the shituf as well, there's the box of matzahs, so then why can't you carry food there? You're allowed to carry anything you want there. It's a regular Erev. This is your regular classic Erev that you have in a development. So what should be the problem? So why? It's a perfect Erev. So I don't understand the Rabbanan Shita, I don't understand Ben Beseira Shita. Elamar Rabbis, the Rabbis said like this. No. Shnei mechitzois v'shnei l'chayayin. Zeh mavi she'ena. Different definition. Two mechitzois and two lechis, that's a mavi she'ena mefulish. Shnei mechitzois v'lechi echad. Zeh mavi Tama foolish. The Travayo libid Rabbi Yehuda. And they weren't going according to Rabbi Eliezer, but rather going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Tanya, we learned to the Brice, yes, Alkeinam Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda has a big chiddush. She says, Misha Isha Shnei Batim Shnei Tzidim Rishus Harabim. If somebody has two houses on the two sides of Rishus Harabim, Oisik Lechi, Mikam Lechi, Mikan, if you put a Lechi on each side of the Rishus Harabim, Oy Kairi Mikam, Kairi Mikan, or a Kairi, a crossbeam on each side, then Oisik and Oisik will be able to carry. The side of Rabbi Yehuda Sheet is, Rabbi Yehuda holds that a Rishus Harabim, or a Rishus HaYachid, I should say, only needs two walls. So if you're in a Rishus HaRabim, but you have two walls on the two sides of the Rishus HaRabim, that makes it into Rishus HaYachid. Chum you need to have three walls. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, all you have to have is one wall. Amr Loida, Chum told Rabbi Yehuda, Ein Ma'arav Rishus HaRabim Mekach. You can't carry in a Rishus you can't be Ma'arav a Rishus HaRabim that way. The bottom line is, the Gemara is saying that we're talking about, where this is the case. The case was, Shnei Batim, Shnei Tzidei Rishus HaRabim, we're going according to Rabbi Yehuda. We're according to Rabbi Yehuda, really midaraisit as a din of a Rishus HaYachid, stating that you need to have two lechis or two kairas in order for you to be able to carry the midrabah, because midrash is Rishus HaYachid, just because it has two mechitzas. The lechi never makes it on the deraisa level. The lechi is all on the rabbanon level. So midrash, it's a regular proper Rishus HaYachid. So the question is, midrabanon, you need two lechis or two kairas. Over here, there's a machloikis ben beseir in the chachamim, how far we're makel for you to go ahead and save the kisvei HaKodesh on a Shabbos. So what are the two shitas? The mavoi she'ena mefulish, that's where there was shtei mechitzas, v'lechi echad. That's the shtei mechitzas, the shnei lechayayin. That's the proper rishos hayachid with the two lechis. The mavi mefulish is where it only had one lechi. Amalei Abaya. So Abaya asked the same kasha that Rabbi asked Rav Chisda, and that is lidi dachnami the rabbanon natzal toich leichel mashkin. So it comes out that according to the chachamim, when lehecha matzilon, what's the answer? Mavi shnei mefulish. What are we talking about? A place that you're allowed to carry the chatchila, according to Rabbi Yehuda. And we said that Chum Magoin, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Because you have two tzidei rishus harabim with houses, you have two lechis. You're allowed to carry the lechatchila. So again, what's the kasha? Because the Mishnah later is going to say that only a Sefer Torah you're allowed to carry into this Mavish Enim HaFulish. But as it relates to Eichlan HaMashkin, you're not allowed to carry it into the Mavish Enim HaFulish. Why not? Meaning, I understand Ben Beseir, Rabbi made Ben Beseir Rashita better. What was the problem with the original Pshat of Ben Beseir? If it's closed off on three sides and there's a Lechi, Mavim HaFulish, Karusle, it's not a Mavim HaFulish. Over here, it's only closed on two sides. So I understand in Ben Beseir Rashita, we made it better. We understand why it can be called a Mavim HaFulish. But the Chavim Shita, the same Kash we had earlier, we have now. At the end of this, is a place where you're allowed to carry. So if there's a place that you're allowed to carry, so why is it only Kisvei HaKodesh you're allowed to carry into there? You should be able to carry Eichel HaMashkin there as well. Olam HaRavashi. So Ravashi said a third. Pshat Sholish Mechitzois, Velechi Yechad. If there's three Mechitzois and one Lechi, Zeh Mavim She'en HaMafulish. Gimel Mechitzois Beloi Lechi, Zeh Mavim HaMafulish. And we're going back to Rabbi Eliezer's Shita. That Rabbi Eliezer holds Gimel Mechitzois V'shtei Lechayayin. That's the definition of how usually you're allowed to carry. Over here, both the Chachamim and the Meseir agree that we were Mekel. We relax the regular rules as it relates to allowing a person to save Siviat Kodesh. The question is, how much will we make? Chavim say, Dafko Mavish Enema Foolish. What's a Mavish Enema Foolish? Gimel Mechitzas V'Lechi Yech. This is a Chiddush, because usually you need two Lechis. And Ben Beseir said, no, even Gimel Mechitzas without any Lechi. But now we answered all the Kashas, because Vafilu Rebbe Liezer, Da Omer Be'ina L'Chayayin, Hani Mili L'Oichel L'Mashal, Vasei V'Torah B'Chad Lechi Sagi. Meaning, there's a special Kula according to everybody now. There's a Kula Sai according to the Chachamim, and there's a Kula Sai according to Ben Beseir. According to Ben Beseir, you don't need any lechi. That's a huge chiddush. Even according to the Chachamim, there's a chiddush over here that one lechi is going to be enough. And that chiddush was only said regarding Kisvei Kodesh. It wasn't said regarding Eichel and Mashkin. That's that last line that we just read. And that's the distinction between saving Kisvei Kodesh on Shabbos and saving Eichel and Mashkin on Shabbos. And also as it relates to Ben Beseir Shita, Ben Beseir calls this a mavim of foolish. What was the Gemara's kasha? How can you call this a mavim of foolish? No, if there's no lechis, even though it's closed off on three sides, but no lechis, that would be enough to refer to it as a Mavoi Mefulish. Exhale. Zok de Mishnah Vayter. Part 3 of the Daf. Matzilin Mazoin Gimel Sudais. A person is allowed to save food. So we just mentioned this halacha a few times. So this is the halacha. You're allowed to save food on Shabbos as well. How much food? Not, you can't just take out your whole refrigerator and your pantry, but rather Mazoin Gimel Sudais. That's how much you're allowed to take. Aroy la'adam la'adam. Aroy la'behem la'behem. You can take three Sudais of Michael Adam, and you can take the Michael Behem as well. Keitza nafud like Leil Shabbos. If a fire broke out on Leil Shabbos before the Suda, Rashi says Matzilin Mazoin Gimel Sudais. You're allowed to take three Sudais because you're going to need three meals. B'shachris. Let's say the fire broke out Shabbos in the morning, meaning after the Friday night meal, but before the Shabbos day meal, matzila mazin besus. You only let us say mazin besus. So all you can eat now is two sudas. Then mincha, what if the fire broke out Shabbos afternoon, after the first two meals, fire shal hashidus, then suda achas, then you only let us say, what? Rabbi Yosi says, a chidush loyla matzila mazin shal hashidus. You always allowed to carry three. Rashi invokes the word hayo. The point is, coin to Rabbi Yosi, mean that sometimes you're allowed to save three? You could always save three. Meaning, really, saving doesn't involve malach, as we mentioned many times. There's no muktzah. Maybe you're carrying a little bit, but there's no real halachic issue. So being there's no real halachic issue, the chamim allowed you to carry three. In this case, you'd be allowed to carry three as well. Zok de gemar mechti b'teira katarich. This is the big question. Natzel tvei. Why are we being so medactic? Why are we nickeling and diming in terms of what this person is allowed to say? There's a fire raging. What's the big deal? Why can't he just take whatever he wants? I'm a rover. Rabbi sent me talks on the ball. I'm a minoy. Because meaning that this person is going to be very confused because of the fire. If you're going to allow an osi lichbuye, he's going to come to extinguish it. Incidentally, it's interesting. The lashon Gemara. The Gemara doesn't say zera dilma osi lichbuye. It sounds like osi lichbuye. It sounds like this was a real, real concern. The Chachamim said this is going to happen. I mean that this is going to happen. So it's for that reason. And the Chachamim said, just stay, don't take the bare minimum, and that's it. If someone has a barrel of wine, it was on the top of his roof. Maybe Kli Maniach Tachta. So he's allowed to bring a Keli, he's allowed to save the wine. You could only bring one Keli to save the wine. But you can't bring two and three, you can't save all the wine. You could save one Keli's worth. So bring a Keli, put a wine glass underneath and let it pour very nicely and you'll have wine for your Suda. But you can't just go ahead now and start saving all the wine. You can't take a Kliach of Yiklik. Yiklik means grab the wine out of the air. The Yitzarif means put it next to the roof so it's going to go right in. But the point is not Yiklik V'Yitzarif. The point is the Kliachah. One Keli is okay. More than one Keli is not okay. Hasamayk Zerika. I mean, what's the similarity to our Mishnah? And our Mishnah, again, we're telling you how much you're allowed to say. Mazal and Shalosh Sudas. There too, we're telling you how much wine you're allowed to say. Why? What's the issue over there? There's no fire. So there's no gzera of Asi Lechbuye. So what is the issue? So the Gemara says, Hachinami gzera, Shema Yavi Kli Derech Shosar Rabim. Shema Yavi Renu Dal Ramas B'Shosar Rabim. We're afraid you may take Kalim. Meaning one Kalim, maybe you won't carry Derech Shosar Rabim. But if you can save all the wine, you're going to start bringing Kalim and Kalim. Before you know it, you're going to be carrying Derech Shosar Rabim. That's going to be an issue. Gufa. If somebody had a chavis of wine, it was on the top of his roof. Maybe kli umaniach tachta. You can bring a keli. You can put it underneath it. But actually, yavi kliachav yiklay kliachav yitzar. You can't take more than one keli. Zamalei orchin. Let's say the person has gas. Oh, maybe kliachav a koyl kliachav yitzar. If you can save for your gas, v'lo yiklay v'achakach yasmin. However, you can't save the wine and then invite gas. Elo yasmin v'achakach yiklay. But you could invite gas and then save the wine. Meaning, let's say you see that you have a chavis of wine, wine is starting to drip. You know you're allowed to save the wine that you need for the suda. I can't say more than that. It's a shudder, the wine. So what you could do is you can quickly go knock on your neighbor's door. You're coming to me for the suda, and then you could save. That you could do. Don't save and invite, but you could invite and save. And then the Braisa says, ve'ein marimim bekach, no harama. So what does no harama mean? So Rashi says, lezamin orchim she'inon tzrichim lechol b'yosiru. Let's say your neighbors ate already, and they're like, okay, we'll come for the meal, wink, wink. No, that's not okay. If they're coming to eat, if this is legit, then it's fine. But you can't just go ahead and make a harama. Shum Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Amru, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, my remit, you can do a harama. So the Gemara says, Gishmak, let me put Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yisrael, come in for you. Is it possible to say that this machlekes between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, and this Braisa, yeah harama, no harama, regarding wine, is really totally in another machlekes? A machloikis between two other Tanaim, but machloikis between the great Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Tanya, we learned to the Braisa. Oisiv es benoi shenaflu lebar. So the halacha is like this: a behema that's oimed l'shchita is not mukta on yontif. The reason is you can do shchita on yontif. The Magen Avraham, Shechita Rosh Hashanah, Tzar Bali Chayim, Rabbi Yehuda Asad. We spoke about that last week. But Me'ikra Adin, of course, you're allowed to shechit an animal on Yontif. It's a Melech HaSeichel Nefesh. So if it's a Melech HaSeichel Nefesh, certainly you're allowed to do it. That's number one. Number two, we know the halacha is Oysei Ves Benoi, Le'sishchatu B'yoy Mechad. You're not allowed to shecht mother and child, father and child. It's considered Achzor Yois. Says, so what would happen if a person has two animals and they both fell into a pit? It was oisay ve'es benoy. You want to go ahead and you want to save both of them. It's not so pashit. You know why? Because you can't shech both of them. Because there's an isser of oisay ve'es benoy, like sishcha tu b'yamechad. So being that you can't shech both of them, so one of them, technically, there's no tzorech for. So the question is, can I go ahead and save it? Or can I not go ahead and save it? Now the truth is, taking an animal out of a bar
involves no malacha deraisa, as we said earlier, maybe mukta, but until you shecht any one of the animals, there's no mukta, right? So what would be the issue? The issue would be tircha. And the Chachamim said that you can't be matriach on Shabbos, you can't be matriach on Yontif. Letzairich, sometimes you're allowed to. But other than that, even if it doesn't constitute a malacha, there's a tirch issue. So this is the backdrop of this machloikis. Oysev as benoy shenoflu labot. Rebbe Lezer is malas arisha manasal shoichtoi. You could take out the first one of manasal shoichtoi. That's not an issue, even though it's tircha, but you could do it. Vasheni oysloi parnasa b'mkoyim. The other one, you give him his parnasa. You feed him. B'shvil shalo yom, so shunim b'am. You can't take it out. B'shuam, Rebbe Shua says, no, mylan, it's arisha manasal shoichtoi. You can take out the first one with the intention of shechting. You don't have to shecht it. Umayrim, and then you could do a wink wink. You could do a harama. Umayrim sasheini. Rotzezeshechit. Meaning to take out both, why would we allow you to do the tircha? You're not able to shecht both. You know what you do? Take out one with the intention of shechting it, and then say, we literally feed you the script. Nah, you know what? I don't want to shecht this one. I'm going to shecht the other one. And take that one out. In other words, we're allowing you to do a harama. Rebbe Eliezer doesn't allow the harama. Rebbe Eliezer says you can take out one. The other one just feed in the bar. Rebbe Yeshua says you can do a harama. Rebbe Yeshua says you can take out both. So we have a machloikis here. Can you do a harama? Or can you not do a harama? We had a machloikis earlier. Rebbe Yosef, Rebbe Yehuda, the Chachamim. Can you do a harama? Can you not do a harama? Over there we're discussing a harama. Invite guests. Even though they ate already, so you could save your wine. Here we're discussing a harama, take out both animals, even though it involves a tirchan Shabbos. They're both yisuri derabanan. Saving wine is a gzeira shema yavir hakeli derech shesaravan. Taking an animal out of a pit on yontif is an yisuri derabanan. It's an unnecessary tircha. So they both involve yisuri derabanan. In both cases, we have a machlekes hanam. Yeah, harama, no harama. Sounds like it's the same machlekes, but the Gemara says mimai. Dumaat kan lekomer Rabbi Eliezer has maybe Rabbi Eliezer only said is halacha no harama by the animals dafshe beparnasa because there's a workaround. You can just feed the animal in the bar, leave it there until after yontif. Avalacha loyef shaloy. But over here, the wine is going to go bad. So maybe being that there's no way to save the wine, over here Rabbi Eliezer says you can't save. Ad kan lekomer Rabbi Shua hasa. Maybe the only time Rabbi Shua said we allow that aroma is mishum dikat tzar balechaim because it's tzar balechaim. Avalach like tzar balechaim loy. But over here where there's no tzar balechaim, maybe not. Either way, the Gemara says each one is unique. There are commonalities. Yisuri drabanon haroma Shabbos yontif. But then again, here there's a tzar balechaim piece. Here you're not necessarily going to lose it. So it could be because of the unique characteristics of each one of these shailas. Maybe it's for that reason. Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua stated their opinions respectively. One more Gemara. Tanu rabban hitzel pas nikiy. If somebody saves good bread, a matzel pas hajo. So say you take out mazon gimel. Sudas and you look at it, you took the best chalas you had, so you can't go back and take the shvacha chalas. But pas hadra, let's say you took bad chalas and you say, you know something, I don't want to eat this. I want a good chala. So matzo pasnik, you can go back and take the pasnikia. Umatzilim yom kippurim l'shabbos. What if the fire broke out not on Yom Shabbos, it broke out on Yom Kippur? So Yom Kippur, there's no Mazon Gimel Sudos. But if Yom Kippur falls out on Erev Shabbos, Shabbos is going to be Mazon Gimel Sudos. And if you don't save the food now, how are you going to have food? Misha Tarech Berev Shabbos, Yoichel B'Shabbos. Misha Loi Tarech Berev Shabbos, Lo Yoichel B'Shabbos. So if you don't take the food out of Yom Kippur, you're not going to have food on Shabbos. So Matzilim min Yom Kippurim L'Shabbos. Avaloi min Shabbos Yom Kippurim. What if Shabbos falls out Erev Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur is Sunday. Shabbos, you're allowed to save Mazon Gimel Sudos for Shabbos, but you can't save for Yom Kippur. Why not? Because you don't eat on Yom Kippur. Maybe save for Matzah Yom Kippur. No, Matzah Yom Kippur. You can make yourself food. So you can save from Yom Kippur to Shabbos, but not from Shabbos to Yom Kippur. Ain't Tzarech Loimer. And it goes without say, says the Gemara, that Mishabbos L'Yom HaKippur, Mishabbos L'Yontif, V'Loy Mishabbos L'Shabbos HaVal. It goes without say that you can't save from Shabbos to Yontif. Why not? Because again, on Yontif you can prepare food. And also you can't save from one Shabbos to another Shabbos. One more Gemara, Tanur Rabban, Shachar Pas B'Tanur. If somebody left bread inside a Tanur, so we know once upon a time, removing bread from an oven involved an Isidra Rabbanan, Radia Sapas. They used to attach the bread to the walls of the oven. And when you peeled it off, there was some sort of Isser taking place. So what if somebody left pas inside a Tanner, and now it's Shabbos, and you're going to lose all your bread? So Matzila Mazin Shalosh Sudas, right? It's all going to burn. So you're allowed to save Mazin Gimel Sudas. You can tell your friends to go take as well. You, each person can take Mazin Gimel Sudas. When you do the Radia, you shouldn't take it out in the conventional way. You should take it out with a Shina. Blowing Shaifa. And removing bread from the sides of the wall is not considered a malacha. So if it's not considered a malacha and we're allowing you to remove it, why would a shinoi? A malacha with a shinoi, I understand. But this is not a malacha. Why do you need a shinoi? So the Gemara says, even though it's not a malacha, but kamada efsha l'shnui and mishnina at the same time, as much as you can use a shinoi, we prefer that you use a shinoi.